I want to share something with you. I'm teaching you on oil on my head. Hallelujah. Listen, in these last days, you can't do without oil. In fact, naturally, any nation without oil will toil. Tell someone you need oil. Be seated. One of the reasons why we bought the vuvuzela is not just to praise God. It is to wake up and sound an alarm those who are sleeping. So, if anyone is caught sleeping, we'll just come close to you and blow one on you. Hallelujah. I'm going to teach you for the next 30 minutes to 45 minutes. When we are done, we are going to pray again. Hallelujah. Make sure you put some notes down. Now, we need to understand that there are four prophetic biblical tokens that survived the New Testament. There are four prophetic biblical tokens that survived in the New Testament, which means they had their root or their shadow in the Old Testament, but they were not kicked away in the New Testament. And you need to listen to me carefully, because I've heard all kinds of things. In the New Testament, you don't need oil. You are the oil. Let's finish the teaching. I've heard all kinds of things. But I'm teaching you something. There are four prophetic biblical tokens that survived in the New Testament. Number one is water. So you will notice that water was a prophetic symbol that was used a lot in the Old Testament. Israel crossed the Red Sea. That was water. Adam was planted in the midst of a river, and he was planted in the midst of a tree. The priests were washed in water before they were confirmed during their ordination. Jesus even used water as a symbol of eternal life and refreshing. And even in the New Testament, we see it happen even in water baptism. Number two is grain. Grain. In the Old Testament, as part of the offerings, there was the grain or the meal offering, where grains were grounded and baked as cakes and offered to God as sacrifice. Number three is wine. There were drink offerings where wine was poured as offerings to the Lord. And number four is oil. And you need to pay attention. Now, the reason why these four tokens are so vital even in the New Testament is because of the prophetic message they carry. All of them are an adumbration, a harbinger, a prefiguration of Jesus Christ and his finished work. So God doesn't joke with these four elements. Even in the New Testament, they still represent Christ. Number one is water. That is why water baptism is essential. Because when a man drowns in water, it is assumed he's dead. When he's brought back, it's assumed he has been raised. So, in water, it is a symbolism of our identification in the finished work of Jesus. In other words, when you are immersed in water, it is symbolizing that you identified with the death of Jesus Christ, his burial, and his resurrection. So water signifies life and refreshment. Number two is grain. Another word for grain there is wheat. In the Old Testament, before bread was made, they took grains or wheat from a harvest. Then they crushed and pounded the wheat until it became very, very smooth like flour. They mixed them and they baked them and they became bread. Which is why we take the communion bread. Because, listen to me, that process of the making of the grain is actually the process of the making of salvation. Christ was the wheat. He says, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground. So Christ's life was that wheat. The crushing of Christ was the cross. His grounding was his judgment. His kneading was the sufferings he went through. And the baking was the agony he went through. So the process of the making of the bread was the process of the making of salvation, in that Christ was brutalized as the wheat of God and he became God's bread, which we eat for life. Wow. Number three is wine. Wine comes from the grape tree. The grapefruit is taken from the tree. And there is a certain kind of machine. Sometimes they even use their feet. And sometimes they use rocks to crush all the grapefruits. And the liquid that comes out of that crushing becomes the sweet wine people enjoy. And sometimes when they preserve the wine over time, it becomes alcoholic and intoxicates men. Now, Christ was the grapefruit. On the cross, his judgment, his agony was a type of his crushing. And what came out, which we enjoy as sweet wine, is actually the benefits of the finished work of Christ, which is why it is sweet. And when you preserve it over time, it becomes alcoholic, which intoxicates you. Actually, when the Holy Ghost comes, the Bible says, do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. In other words, a believer can be intoxicated with the Holy Ghost until the Holy Ghost controls him, just like alcohol controls a drunk man. So wine is the tenth prophetic symbol, which signifies the finished work of Jesus Christ, in that he was crushed. And the sweetness that came out of redemption is what we enjoy today. And the final one is what we call the oil. The olive oil, you see, came through a process. It came from an olive tree, which had olive fruit. For you to make the oil, you have to pluck the olive fruit with the seed in it. If you press it very hard, oil doesn't come. A white substance comes out of it. And it is very bitter. But you see, if you want to see oil, you don't have to press it. There is a machine you use to crush it along with the seed. Then the oil comes out. But that oil is sweet instead of being bitter. It's a mystery. So out of the crushing of the olive fruit, oil is derived. And in the New Testament, we see that Jesus Christ, he said, I am the vine, ye are the branches. So, you see, we can connect the olive to Christ. He is the fruit. On the cross, he was crushed because of our sins. He was squeezed and squashed. And the oil that came was the Holy Ghost that was released out of his crushing. That is why from the Old Testament days, oil mostly represents the influence of the Spirit. And now you'll be shocked that there were three levels of the crushing, which brought three different groups of oils used for three different activities. The first phase of the crushing of the oil was what we call the extra virgin olive oil, which was used to light the lamp in the temple. We call that the first pressing. So the quality of the oil that comes from the first pressing is used to light the menorah, the lampstand in the temple. It was used for lightning. The second level of crushing, which means after they crush it, they take the olive, the one that was left, and they re-crush it again. The second degree of the pressing, the second quality that comes, is used for medicine. Then they go to the third crushing of that same olive. The other oil that comes, which is the third pressing, was used for soap in the Jewish culture, which was actually a typology of Christ, in that the first level of pressing or crushing of Christ happened in Gethsemane. For your information, Gethsemane means oil press. That was why in Gethsemane, Jesus Christ was under pressure until his sweat became like drops of blood. That was his first pressing. Remember, I said the oil from the first pressing is actually used for lights in the temple. The first pressure Jesus went actually happened in the night, in darkness, so that we can have the light of life and walk in light. So listen, the first level or degree of oil we receive was the oil of illumination. Today is a sin to say you read the Bible and you don't understand. You have not yet understood your illumination. So Apostle Paul prayed and said that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of your calling. Jesus Christ suffered the first degree for your light. Which means that tonight or this morning, anything dark in your life is receiving light now. In the name of Jesus. The second degree of pressing or crushing was used for what? For what? Medicine. After Jesus came from Gethsemane, he was given stripes. And the Bible says in Isaiah 53 that by his stripes you were healed. That means the second degree of crushing Jesus' experience was for your complete healing. So when we are speaking of oil, we are speaking of light. When we are speaking of oil, we are speaking of supernatural healing. Listen, in this year, you will walk in divine health. I said you will walk in divine health. And nothing can stop your life from shining. In the name of Jesus. Please be seated. And the third degree of crushing was used for soap. Soap is used for bathing. Christ ended up on the cross and his blood was shed. And guess what? The Bible says in Revelation 1:6 that we were washed in his blood. So telling us the third degree of the crushing of Jesus was for our supernatural cleansing. So the oil has a mystery in it. It has a mystery. Now, before I go into some other deeper stuff, you need to understand that there was a difference between the olive oil and the anointing oil. Go and read your Bible in the book of Exodus. When they took the olive oil, God told them they have to compound it with other elements. Part of the element was acacia. Part of the element was cinnamon. And all these things were supposed to be mixed with the olive oil to become a holy anointing oil. Which means that what actually makes the anointing oil is not the olive oil, but the other components that are mixed to make the olive. And God said it was only a certain special group of people who were supposed to make it. Nobody was supposed to see the formula. If you are caught with the formula, you'll be cut off. In the New Testament, we don't have the compound. The only thing we know is that we can take that same olive oil and pray. When we pray over olive oil, God himself supernaturally infuses the compounds that are needed. Spiritual and supernatural energy is placed inside the olive oil, and that olive oil you bought from the supermarket becomes a holy anointing oil for supernatural uses. So anyone that tells you that anointing oil is useless, it's also telling you communion is useless. Anyone who tells you anointing oil is useless is making mockery to the finished work of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost. I'm teaching good. In the Bible, oil was used for, number one, for greasing metals. For malleability, adjustability, for easy movement. Have you noticed that when you use a machine, even in a car, what keeps these hard metals moving with easy flow is the oil. If you have a sewing machine, what keeps the sewing machine moving is a hard metal. But what keeps it moving is the oil. Guess what? The Bible is telling us that any hard situation in your life can be moved with oil. Metals are hard, but with the right ingredient, they can be moved. Likewise, life can be hard, but with the right anointing upon your life, the same problems people go through, you will go through and you become stronger. You know why? Because there is oil on your head. So oil makes malleability possible in the midst of metabolism. That's the first use of the oil. Number two, oil was used to protect. Now, this is a serious matter here. Pay attention. In the Old Testament, when you see a shepherd having a sheep, he was responsible not only to feed the sheep and to lead the sheep. He was to protect the sheep. From what? From three things. He was to protect the sheep from bugs, which are flies. Number two, from bats, B-U-T-T-S. And number three, from cats. I'll explain. Now pay attention. Those times when the sheep is moving, following the shepherd, there were bugs like flies that settle in the nostrils and in the ears of the sheep. And when they settle, they lay eggs either in the nostrils or in the ears. And those eggs breed worms who burrow into their brains until they begin to affect the animal. And in the attempt of the animal trying to set himself free, he knocks his head over a wall until he dies. So what the shepherd did to protect the shepherd's head from crashing, the sheep's head from crashing, was that they applied oil on the nostrils and in the ears, so that when the insects and the flies get contact with the oil, instead of entering, they slide and they come out. So it protects the animal from injury. Now Jesus said, I'm the good shepherd, you are his flock. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation that flies were representing demonic spirits, which means that as we are following the shepherd, there are flies Satan sent to afflict us in the mind, to afflict us with wrong information, with sinful thoughts, with jealousy thoughts, with envious thoughts, with thoughts of pain, with thoughts of anger. And those things so much burrow into our heads until we crash our head and destroy our lives. But the solution to that effect over your head is the oil. Which means anointing can deal with wrong thoughts. So one of the purposes or uses of the anointing oil was to prevent animals from insects, which is bugs, and from bats. Now those times, the sheep, when they disagree with each other, they use their heads to crush each other. So because the shepherd anticipated that, he used the oil to rub their head and their horns, so that when they hit each other in disagreement, the impact will not kill them because of the oil. To tell us in the New Testament, believers may have disagreement, but it's only the anointing that can make its impact not destroy us as a church. And number three, it was to protect them from cats. Because as the animals were moving, they got into contact with tongs, broken bottles, barbed wires, snakes, which injured them. And though they were walking, some of them were weak because of the stones, the rocks that cut them. So they applied the oil so that they can have medicine to keep them moving. In the New Testament, the anointing is what brings us divine health. The anointing is what heals our wounds. Listen to me. You need to be anointed because the anointing can heal wounds in the soul. There are some of you here who are going through all kinds of pain. Pain caused by parents. Pain caused by bosses. pain caused by husbands and wives, pain caused by finances, pain caused by hurts, by all kinds of betrayals. Hear me carefully. If the anointing is not in operation, that pain can slow your movement and can destroy your walk with God. Hear me? One of the things that can affect the believer in his journey is when he allows pain to rule his life. If you don't master your pain will be the reason why you will forfeit the promises of God over your life. Come out of it immediately and quickly, because too much of staying in pain can rot you. It can affect your prayer life. That's why the anointing is here. Anyone here who is going through any wound, it seems you are praying, but the wound is not healing. You are fasted, but the wound is still there. It came from a disappointment. And hear me carefully. The anointing is present this morning to heal every unhealable wound. This morning, I speak over your soul, your spirit, and your body, that any wound that has hurt you badly, that doesn't seem to heal. It's been 5 months now. It's been 1 year now. You are still going through that pain. But hear me carefully. The balm of Gilead is here to heal and take away every torment and pain from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, receive divine healing in the name of Jesus. There are some people who are battling physical hurt and cuts. And some are going through emotional, psychological cuts. Listen, sickness is in different degrees. There are people who may not have a physical injury, but they have emotional injury. And all these classes of people need healing. And tonight, you are free in Jesus' name. You didn't hear me. I said you are free in Jesus' name. Which brings me to the third use of the oil. The oil was used for medicinal purposes. The book of James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. James 5, 14 and 15. Is any sick among you? Let him call for the elders of the church and let them pray over him, anointing him with what? With what? I can't hear you. With what? You are still coming. With what? Oil in the what? Name. So the power is not in the oil, but in the name. So the power is revealed in the name. And the next point in the verse 15, the Bible says in the verse 15, and the prayer of faith shall save the sick. Listen, in the New Testament, God can use physical things, which is applied by faith, to produce spiritual glory. So when I hear people say communion is obsolete, the person doesn't understand. When we pick that same wine we bought from the supermarket and the same bread we bought from Auntie Agatha, that bread, when we pray over it by faith, it changes its spiritual chemistry and it becomes holy unto the Lord and it produces spiritual verities. Let him anoint him with oil and the prayer of faith. Which means that if you don't apply faith before you apply the oil, there will be no improvement in any situation. That's why in the New Testament, it's faith. See, the just shall live by what? It didn't say faith. Oh, Habakkuk 2, when you come to the New Testament, he says by his faith. If you don't operate in the faith realm, some things can happen. We were here, Papa Sark was sharing a testimony of someone who took a mantle from Potter City. And they got married. The husband was not firing. The thing was not rising. There was no resurrection power. And he took the mantle and took the communion. And he tied the guy's manhood with the mantle. And he opened the hole and he poured the communion wine inside. And he said, arise! Tell someone, arise! Instantly, there was resurrection power and they gave birth to twins. So listen to me. If the woman did not operate by faith, some things would have remained dead. Hear me. If you don't arise in faith, thinking that things will happen by chance or things will happen by mercy, even the mercy of God happens by God's sovereignty. the mercy of God is by God's sovereignty. He says, I shall have mercy upon whom I shall have mercy. So maybe sometimes the mercy of God cannot operate in your life. So you have to build your faith. So in case mercy does not work, faith does not fail. So hear me, there are physical symbols that represent spiritual authority. How is it that a person goes to the malam to go and take for boys, and they'll give him a white substance that put it in his food, and the guy will eat the food which is spiritually contaminated, and the guy will love that girl unto the end of their days? And then we come to church and we mean we can also take physical elements home and produce another level of power. Listen, anything that is done in the kingdom of God is duplicated in the kingdom of darkness and used for evil. I'm teaching you here. So you better believe the supernatural in the workings of natural things. Remember, I spoke to you about the four elements. Number one is what? Water. Which means you can be able to bless water and its effect can change. I don't know if Ruth is here. There was one lady who had a strange demonic headache. There was no medicine in this what she took. And this girl was almost dying. And she gave me a call. She called me and she was weeping on the phone. I said, take a sachet of water. I released the power of God over the sachet of water. I told her to drink some and apply some on her head. In less than 5 minutes, sickness that put her down for 2 weeks, she couldn't walk. She instantly started running in the house. Listen to me. It was the same water she has been drinking in her house. Same water. The same water. Listen, faith is too powerful. Do you know that by faith, Samson used the jawbone of an ass to slay 1,000 people? It's a mystery. Not with sword. Not with sword. And you don't believe in the communion. You don't believe it. You don't believe in the power of the oil. What is this physical symbols? The Holy Ghost already in us. You don't understand. Sometimes you will need to relate with physical things by faith. Because sometimes believing in the reality of what is working in you is sometimes difficult. I'm not talking about weak believers. Even we, which is assumed that we are strong, sometimes we have to look onto some physical elements by faith. And it's not a sin to take communion by faith. It's not a sin to apply oil by faith. I anoint my son with oil before he goes to school. As I come, I take him to the prayer room. I give him communion. You eat communion. I anoint his head that you will be the head and not the tail. You will shine. You are accepted. Every evil eye that looks at you, that eye will bow to the name of Jesus. I bless him with oil before he goes. So many of you don't understand. Can I shock you? Yes, you can apply oil on your eyes, and that dreams you always get and you forget, it can resurrect again. Yes. There are elements that are real. So it is used for number three, medicinal purposes. Number four, oil is used for consecration. Consecration. In the Old Testament, there were three groups of people that were consecrated. When you are consecrated in the Old Testament, it means you have been differentiated. You have been made unique. You have been specialized. You have been made different. There were three groups of people. Number one was the king. They were anointed with oil to reign. Number two was the priest. They were anointed with oil to become mediators and intercessors. And number three was the prophets, who were anointed to become spokesmen of God. So now, in the Old Testament, you cannot become a king at the same time a priest, at the same time a prophet. Saul tried it and he lost his throne. The only person God conferred that grace upon was David. You know why? Because his root was Christ. So God had to permit him, because Christ was going to function as a king, as a prophet, and as a priest. In the New Testament, when Christ was raised from the dead, not only are we kings, But we are priests unto our God. And the Bible says that in the last days I'll pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. So hear me carefully. The anointing is for the purpose of reigning, it's for the purpose of intercession, and it's for the purpose of prophesying. Which means one of the evidences that a man is anointed is that he knows how to rule over sickness, rule over demons, rule over principalities, rule over ancestral cases. You must learn to rule. Number two, the evidence of the anointing is that you are an intercessor. You know how to pray for people. The reason why our prayers are not effective in the New Testament days is because we are too selfish in our prayers. In the book of Job, chapter 42, the verse 10, the Bible says, as soon as Job prayed for his friends, the Bible says he was restored a double. He was restored a double. Listen, learn to pray for people, because the anointing is for intercession. Be an intercessor. The selfishness is too much. Check the Lord's Prayer, the process. He says, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. So it started with praise. Thy kingdom, thy will, thy name. Then he came to the purposes of God's kingdom. So listen, before you get into personal prayer, you have to deal with kingdom prayer. When you pray for the sick people in the hospitals, it's kingdom. When you are praying for the souls of lost men to be saved, it's kingdom prayers. If you are praying for the nations to be responsive to the gospel, you are praying kingdom-based prayers. And there are too many few intercessors in the kingdom. That's why the prayer lives of many is weak. If you want to pray long, pray for people. If you want your prayer life to go far, pray for people. Stand in the gap for your family members and pray for them. Number three, the evidence of the anointing is prophesying. Check the Bible. Anyone that was filled with the Spirit of God spoke something, or said something, or sang something. Ephesians chapter 5, the verse 18. Do not be drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing, number two, and making melody in your heart to the Lord. Number four, he says in the verse 20, giving thanks always. So when a man is filled with the Spirit, he will speak or sing something. He will speak or sing something. In the book of Acts chapter 2, when the Holy Ghost filled them, they began to speak the word of God boldly in Acts chapter 4. They spoke in tongues. When Hezekiah was filled with the Holy Ghost, he prophesied. When Balaam was filled with the Spirit, he spoke blessings. So hear me carefully. The evidence of a Spirit-filled person is the kind of words that he utters. You are not anointed if your words are contaminating. You are not anointed when your words destroy people. You are not anointed when your words bring havoc to the lives of people. Hear me. Learn to speak the right words. Prophesy over your life. Speak the word of God over your life. Hear me carefully. This thing we are teaching is not a joke. Every dawn whilst you are asleep, there is a witch somewhere. There is a power somewhere that is uttering words. This kingdom is ruled with words. 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 I'm told of an ex-witch who was giving a confession. She said when they want to make believers sick and spend their money on sickness, buying medicine. He said they take medicine and they put it around a mirror. And they call the soul of the person, if the person is spiritually weak, in the mirror. And they said, do you see this medicine? That is how you take medicine until you die. Can you imagine? Simple word. And it will manifest. And the person is getting sick just like that. Words. They are spirit and they are life. Put your hands upon your head. Say, in the name of Jesus, sickness cannot rule in my life. If someone is sleeping beside you, tap the person. Say, in the name of Jesus, sickness cannot rule in my life. I refuse to be sick. In the name of Jesus, any word that has been released against me, I release a counter word and I speak life now in Jesus' name. Hey! I was watching the confession of an ex-slave queen. And you won't believe. Listen. If you are married or you are about to be married, you have to understand that these days, it is not the men that go to the women. It's the women that find a way to bring the men. They go for talismans, anklets, bracelets, makeups. Some of them is in eyelashes when they do like this. We call me, follow me hard. There's one they call it, follow me, your boy, follow me, your boy. That's the name of the man. You put it on your eyelid. When you see the man, you just, you know, then you move. The guy himself will follow. Follow the ladder. You follow. No, it's a serious matter. So, see, as you are there innocently thinking that your husband is a good boy, he's a good man, somebody has taken him as a prayer topic. Somebody is mentioning his name. I'm a Friday born Kofi, so I don't use Kofi. I'll use Kwesi. Kwesi! Oh, you don't understand what I'm saying. Kwesi! From today, you will see your wife as a monkey. It's not a joke, oh. I'm telling you something serious. So the man will come home. He's seen a human being, but the face spiritually as a monkey. So the love is gone. And the man will go out and never come back. A girl has used his waist to receive the guy as an offering. Someone says it's called waste offering. Waste offering. And see, now these things are serious. So that is why every child of God must be serious in prayer. You don't have an excuse. You must be a priest. Hear me. You have to use your words to speak over your family. Speak over your children. Speak over your business. I'm telling you something serious. So the anointing is for consecration. When the anointing came upon Samson, Samson was able to receive supernatural strength. Which means the anointing can bring strength to a man. If you have lost your strength, this morning receive new strength. In the name of Jesus. The anointing came upon Saul and the Bible says he became another man. The anointing came upon David. And hear me carefully. David received grace to kill Goliath. Not only so, it was after the anointing, the Bible tells us David played a harp. And the sound and the waves of the harp was able to drive away an evil spirit. Telling us the anointing can make the same skill you have become anointed. Which means that if at first the anointing was not upon it, what it could not accomplish, when the anointing comes, it can change the tone, it can change the wave, it can change the sound. The same anointing came upon David. And David said, by God, I ran to a troop and I leap over walls. In other words, when David was fighting a battle, he was not waiting for the enemy. He ran through them. And the Bible says he leaped over a wall. Do you know what it means? David leaped over walls. So it's like David was like a high jumper. When the Spirit of God came upon David, the way he kills men was skillful. He can use a sword to destroy 100 people in 2 minutes. It was a supernatural grace. Listen, in those times, David should have died in all the battles, I'm telling you. But there was a hand that kept David. That when he's fighting and the enemy targets him, they can't fight him. Listen, the anointing can make you distinct. It can make you unique. It can preserve you when others are dying. It can preserve you. It can preserve you. Anointing, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth, which means Jesus himself could not do ministry without anointing. Most of you are trying to live marriage without anointing. You are doing your business without anointing. You are doing your education without anointing. For me at school, I told you I was not a serious student. I come late, I sit at the back. I study 3 days before examination. So you need anointing. So in 3 days, you are coming to study what? That is where I take a book and I open it. And hear me. Anywhere I study, it comes. I never had a C plus. Did I get a C plus? I have to confirm. I didn't get bad grades. Never. It couldn't happen. Meanwhile, I didn't do much studies. I did much anointing. Listen, you need anointing. Tell somebody, you need that thing. You need it. Tell another person, you need that thing on your head. The anointing will make your wife love you. Every day you are looking new. Every day you are looking fresh. The anointing will make your husband love you. I'm telling you. Anytime he sees you, he wants to fire you. It's anointing. I don't know why you are saying that. I don't know why you are behaving like that. Listen, if your husband is not firing you, that means he's firing someone else. Because men were created to fire. You don't understand what I'm teaching. At least, I said, hey, also for when I was saying, so who won't say it? The audio CC, area midnight. Who won't say it? Listen, it takes anointing for your food to become nice. Prepare the food in the anointing. Once you're preparing the indomie, you are speaking in tongues. Rakabashata. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. Come on. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know who I am. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. Come on. I know who I am. Come on. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. I know. One more time. I'm walking in power. I'm walking in miracles. I live a life of favor. Come on, sing it. Shout, I know who I am. I know. I'm teaching good here. Finally, before we pray, the benefits of the anointing and the anointing oil. Because listen, whatever is in the anointing, you can find it in the anointing oil when applied or used by faith. Number one is freshness and newness. Listen, before you do makeup, anoint up. Psalm 92, the verse 10. He says, my horn shall thou exalt like that of the unicorn. And I shall be anointed with what? Fresh oil. Now, the word fresh is from the Greek word ranan, which means green. And green signifies freshness, life, fertility, and newness. So one of the benefits of the anointing is freshness. The anointing makes you fresh. So he says, he shall anoint with fresh oil, which means, listen, every believer must renew the oil upon his life consistently, because stale oil can smell. This bottle you are seeing here, if we leave it here, immediately we open it for the next 1 year, everything about the oil changes. The scent even changes sometimes. Have you noticed that? Some of you are using old oil, right? You've kept it for about 6 months. You see, the feel is different. There's no freshness in it. So the anointing must be renewed every time. The anointing is supposed to bring freshness and refreshment to your life. Number two, the anointing destroys yokes. There's a verse, is it Isaiah chapter 10, verse 26? Isaiah 10, 26? Is it Isaiah 10, 26? The yoke shall be destroyed. Is it done? Someone should get me that scripture. The yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Okay, Isaiah 10:27. He says, it shall come to pass in that day that his burden shall be what? Taken away from off thy shoulder, and his yoke from off thy neck, and the yoke shall be what? Destroyed because of the anointing. Now notice the Bible didn't say the yoke shall be broken. A lot of times people say the yoke shall be broken, but the Bible didn't say that. It says the yoke shall be destroyed. Listen, when something is broken, it can be mended. But when something is destroyed, it cannot be repaired. And the Bible is saying that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Now, those times in the old, yokes were placed upon oxes, which forced them and placed them under the control of the yoke and made them slaves to work. And Satan has been doing the same to believers. He places yokes upon them to control them. He places yokes upon them to make them slaves. But the Bible says that the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. So one of the benefits of the anointing is to destroy yokes. Listen, anything that has been used to tie your neck, your finances, your marriage, by reason of the anointing, it is destroyed now. I said it is destroyed now. In Jesus' name, the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Are you blessed at all? Number three, the anointing brings wealth. In Psalm 23, from the verse 4 to 6, he says, thou anointed my head with oil. Thou anointed my head with oil. Then he said, I don't know who is there, but Obadiah and Sam are not the same. Psalm 23 from the verse 5. Maybe the person is sleeping, I'm sure. Take the vuvuzela there. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou what? Anointed my head with oil. My cup what? Runneth over. That is the word overflow. Overflow. So overflow means that increase and abundance. So one of the benefits of the anointing is what? Wealth. Hear me. This prophecy is for only five people who are active and awake. In this year, you will enjoy wealth beyond human comprehension. Where people struggle to survive, you will go and succeed. Anyone believing God for a contract, it is released now. Anything attacking your finances, may the spirit of wealth rest upon your life. In the name of Jesus, shout, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. There is an overflow anointing on you. There is an increase anointing on you. There is an abundance of anointing on you. In the name of Jesus, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup runneth over. From today, you begin to see a change in your finances. At first, people don't do usual. Listen, let me say this thing. If between January 1st and today, 15th March, nobody has given you a gift, there's a problem. I'm serious. And we have to deal with it. Nobody has given you a gift. If someone is giving you something, you have to ask. Nobody out of will says, I'm bringing you a hamper. I'm taking care of your bill. Take this momo and check your hamper. No, I'm serious. There is a problem. Because listen, we were made to receive gifts. Check the Bible. God blessed Adam with gifts. It's supposed to be the life of the believer. People are to bless you. Aside your salary, people are to bless your life. I'm serious. Solomon was a king. He had every king and everything a king needed. But he was giving gifts from everybody that came to look for him. They gave him gifts. So if you are here from January to December, the gift you have received came only once or twice or even thrice. Put your hands upon your head. Listen, I came here anointed. Oh. Yes, sir. I am releasing a special oil upon your life. I declare that if nobody has blessed you in a way that has brought joy to your life, in the next 3 days, I declare may gifts come your way.
Amen.
People who are supposed to help you and have forgotten about you, I declare from the east and from the north and from the west and from the south, receive divine gifts in Jesus' name. How come your friend is a minister and you are not getting anything ministered? Your friend is a minister, yet there is no ministration. It's an error. How can you be surrounded with rich people and you are still going through certain problems? Some of you have been blinded, so when they come, they don't even see you. But listen to me, there is a special favor coming by the anointing.
In the name of Jesus.
This year, people will do you good.
Amen.
This year, people will show you kindness.
Amen.
This year, people will show you goodness.
Amen.
This year, people will give you gifts.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Receive fresh oil.
Amen.
Receive fresh favor.
Amen.
Receive financial blessings.
Amen.
Receive gifts.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
People must buy you shoes. They must buy you clothes. They must bring you some provisions. It's an anointing. Receive the anointing to receive gifts.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
There are 5 people here for the first time. You'll be receiving gifts in chains.
Amen.
Gifts in chains.
Amen.
People will send you money from abroad.
Amen.
Money from Canada.
Amen.
Money from Uganda.
Amen.
Money from Nigeria.
Amen.
Money from UK.
Amen.
Money from France.
Amen.
Money from across the world.
Amen.
Receive it now.
Receive it.
There are some of you,
hey,
you have a problem with nutrients, but the nutrient is a lack of vitamin M.
Vitamin M.
There are some of you, the malaria you are suffering is not malaria.
Hey.
The coughing you are coughing, 10,000 Ghana will kill the cough.
Ah.
The stomach pain you are going through,
yeah,
and your frustration. Utina Pai will know it's lack of vitamin M. Money is a kind of vitamin. Receive supernatural vitamins. Receive supernatural finances. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Vitamin M. Vitamin M.
Vitamin M.
You see, the spirituality in what we are doing, I pray that God will open your eyes. Because the things that God has showed me in believers' gathering. Now, listen to me. Never take for granted that whilst others are sleeping comfortably, you have left. Some of you traveled all the way from Kasua. Some of you came all the way from Tema to come here, and you think it is normal. You risk your life on the Temamoto way. You risk your life in the hands of robbers to come to God's presence. You think you will live the same?
No.
No. I am telling you, it's a seed you are sowing. It's a seed. Your children will benefit from that seed.
Amen.
I'm telling you. Lift your hands. I see envelopes hanging in the air. In the next 1 minute, receive it. Just receive it. Lift your voice and receive it. Lift your voice and pray. Pray. Pray and receive it.
I receive it. Receive it.
We receive every package. We receive every package. In Bakata Prato Labadina Prada. Ebele Koprata Labada. Iadana Bakota Labadia Telabadota. Eka Falabadiata. Ela Pratia no Telebadia. Rababa Babadia Telabadota. Epatiata. We are living with our packages.
In the name of Jesus. Listen, don't sit down. We are coming to pray in some few minutes. He says, thou anointed my head with oil. My cup ran over. Now look at what he said. Surely. Which means once the anointing is operation, this thing can't fail. He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me. Until then, I didn't know that there are spiritual forces called goodness and mercy. Do you know that there can be demonic powers of poverty that follow certain people? No matter where they go and what they do, as long as those forces are following them, they will manifest the name that demon represents. So if it's a demon of sickness, as long as it is following them, they'll be sick. But the Bible says goodness and mercy shall follow them. For your information, some years ago, I saw an angel, and I saw that the Lord said in the vision that that angel is called goodness. The second angel I saw was called mercy. Listen, goodness and mercy are angels. You didn't understand what I'm saying? They are angels called goodness. When they are around, only good things will happen.
Okay.
Listen, I see special forces of goodness and mercy following you.
Amen.
All the days of your life.
Amen.
Goodness and mercy will follow you.
Amen.
When I check the Hebrew word for goodness, it means favor. The Hebrew word for mercy, it also means favor. So you have double favor in this year.
Amen.
People shall do you good.
Amen.
You will have supernatural favor.
Amen.
Where men are rejected, you will be appointed.
Amen.
Where men are neglected, you will be elected.
Amen.
Where men are disappointed, you will be appointed.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I love this one before I pray. He says, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will what? Dwell. Do you know what it means? To preserve the anointing, make sure you are always in the house of God. I will dwell. I will dwell. So if you want to preserve the grace, the favor of God, make sure you dwell consistently in the presence of believers. Consistently. Something will shift. Something will shift. And for information, do you know that olive trees can live for 100 years? So olive trees have long lifespan, which means the olive oil that comes from the olive tree can also bring longevity. I speak over you that you are not yet dying.
Amen.
You will live long because long life is your portion.
Amen.
Tell someone, I will not die.
I will not die.
I will live.
I will live.
To declare the good works of God.
To declare the good works of God.
Listen, we are prophesying. Oh. As you are here, someone is declaring that you will die through accident. Someone is declaring that you will die a shameful death. But you are prophesying and declare, my children will not die.
My
wife will not die. My husband will not die. My business will not die.
I will live
to declare the good works of God. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Hey. Glory! Polish.
Tell me, it is the anointing in the Old Testament that kept the anointing oil that kept the oil burning. Without the oil, the fire went off. Which means that as long as your anointing is intact, your fire will be untouchable. Most of you have lost your fire because you lost. That is why this morning, fresh oil is coming upon men.
Amen!
I'm telling you something serious. There are two people at the back. I see an angel at the back. You are going to feel some heavy anointing. It's like carrying you and throwing you away. fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Fresh oil.
Lift your hands, fresh oil.
Si palava, si.
When you are here,
hey.
When you are here, 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 come on, pray fresh oil. When you are here, 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 oh, when you are here. Ule mekiki malana nusha, ula na mama limini na masha, ula la baburi bibi bigi bili la mama la baboshi, ila mama mumu mumiana, uri ya mama kaka malana na niasha, ulo la bele na mama sisa la 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 makosha, usutoko balana na niasha, rabala la la bashina na mananati. Zile mama lima na rema momo momo moya. Shila mama na tu sele da ba 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 re a ba la de. A pa pa la de le be si sa la ba ba ka pa ra ba ba sha ta la. Iye mama ma fe la na 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 na. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here. When you are here, when you are here, when you are here, when you are here, usana mama mila mama mrea mama shida, urakamane domo bobo soto fala babaka, ukinia mama sana la mama yele lala, ukrosa. Rapapakas, Ratoha, Rapapashka, Aliata, Raka, 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 Shapalataka, Ramamakaposha, Yaplosa Takapa, Ramanaposha, Yato, Ra, Ra, Ra. Rabashkata, Rapapa, 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 Rapalash. There is a praying spirit within me, within me, within me, within me, oh.